Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's a little CD Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational in the Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, my 14th consecutive tournament of 14 tournaments, and I'm sitting across from the guy who got it all started, Paul Sarvati, the CEO and founder of Insperity, and the namesake organization behind this tournament, the number one tournament on the Champions Tour. Paul, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We're proud of that.
Boy, that and 14 years, and you're up against some old tournaments. That's pretty impressive. You can only do that if you seek excellence.
Absolutely. I think we blazed a really nice trail, and it shows even this week with the, everything's just running smoothly and beautifully, mm-hmm. and people really getting a lot out of it.
So many good things come from a tournament like this. It's good for business. You guys proved that to Wall Street, didn't you?
Absolutely.
It's good for business. It's good for the people. It's good for morale for the employees. It improves engagement of employees, doesn't it? You guys help them be part of this?
Absolutely. We're involved with this because it demonstrates and extends our corporate culture. So the community can get to see, mm-hmm. See and
your
feel
values.
Who we are and mm-hmm. why we do what we do. Helping businesses succeed so communities prosper is what gets us out of bed every morning.
Right.
And you can't demonstrate that if you don't get out in the community and show that. Right. And this gives us a chance to do that.
Well, and it demonstrates that it's more than words. It's not just platitudes and taglines. You guys actually put it on the street. And the night before last, when they gave that home to that veteran mm-hmm. from that Afghanistan war veteran who'd come back from had a tough time transitioning, how many homes have they given away now? I mean, folks, I'm trying to explain this because this is part of the charitable activity of this tournament.
Yeah, and we've done a broad base of things over the years mm-hmm. because we want to extend to the community and, in a variety of ways so we don't get kind of pigeonholed in mm-hmm. one thing. But in this particular case, there's a lot of things that I really think it's important for us to support our veterans mm. and, respect them and help them because they need a lot of help getting back integrated.
And they don't get enough from the government.
Yeah, they really don't. And sometimes what they get is, it's different when private enterprise support veterans mm-hmm. and when the government does because the government does it just because it's part of mm-hmm. being the government
mm-hmm. obligatory.
But when you could even see it the other night when because it's person to person mm-hmm. it's people coming together and say we wanted to do this for you, and he said he just said right from the stage, this changes my life.
Right.
Hope again is what he said.
These are veterans who have a hard time transitioning, and this organization Warriors, I'm trying to remember the exact title of it, but they raise money. They've raised millions of dollars to give these veterans mortgage-free homes.
Right,
and they've done hundreds of these, and these are special. They have to fit a profile, but there are a number of others. I mean, we give to three or four different ones during the year.
Yeah, and it's important to do that.
Yeah, it is. So the tournament's been a great success, and you've had some multiple winners. Jasper Parnovic won last year, and who's you got any line on anybody this year?
I tell you, it's going to be tough to tell who might pull it out this year. We've got a lot of the Champions Tour this year. You've got a lot of players playing really well,
and that weather's going to be great for you. I think.
We're going to have a perfect weekend,
and people can get in. They can just come and walk in, right?
Well, one of the things we try to do in this event is we go and get sponsors, and we have a great group of sponsors that have been connected with the company for mm-hmm. years and years. So we put this on together, and one of the things we do is make sure that you can come and watch for free.
Right.
So we instead of selling tickets, we get a sponsor to sponsor all the tickets for us, and and come whoever wants to.
Local and national sponsors, partners you've got. Paul, I've got a couple of minutes left. Big hole in the golf world, big hole in your life. It's a hole in my life, an acquaintance of mine over the several years. We lost AP last year.
That's right.
Mr. Palmer. And you know, it just doesn't seem right, does it? Folks, you may not know this, but he was a huge part of this tournament, and he wasn't a huge part of most other Champions tournaments.
Yeah, we would not have had this tournament had not been that Arnold Palmer made a phone call, and that I received a phone call from him to encourage me to take the step. And I thought it was somebody playing a trick on me, you know. But when you hear Arnold Palmer's voice, you can't mistake
you
it for
that.
Anyone
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were really fortunate. We were really blessed to end up with a, you know, long-term relationship with Mr. Palmer. He became our spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he launched our whole campaign to reinvigorate small business and entrepreneurship,
yep.
and that was really meaningful for us.
It was, and you know, I tell people that that he was in reality what he appears to be. If you saw Arnold on television, you thought, what a cool guy. He was that way, wasn't he?
No one was as genuine.
And unpretentious.
Unpretentious. Had a right to, you know, he was the king.
Mm-hmm.
But he never acted like a king.
Well, he's teeing off.
He acted like a friend.
He's teeing off in heaven right now, and we hope he's happy up there. Hey, Paul, thank you for being here. Thanks for being a great host. Thanks for having us here, and hope the tournament does well this year.
Thank you, Jim. It's our pleasure.
Thank you. Paul Sarvati, ladies and gentlemen, Insperity.com, InsperityInvitational.com, too. Check that out. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.